And joining me live remotely today is Jody McKay. Jody is the founder of the Pink Ribbon Riders, a really cool organization that does snowmobile rides all over the nation in the wintertime, all in an effort to raise money for breast cancer awareness. And Jody is going to give us all the details. Hey, Jody, how are you today?
Good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time and letting us know about what your group and organization does. And of course, an event happening right in our community here in a couple of weeks in Star Valley and Alpine. Jody, let's go back to the beginning of this and Pink Ribbon Riders. Tell us how this all came about and what made you decide to become so active and create this organization.
Sure. So I'm a snowmobiler myself. Back when I was living in the state of New York, my cousin was diagnosed twice under the age of 21, which was kind of unheard of. And I was working in the snowmobile industry, and there was a gentleman that was diagnosed. And at that time, there was nowhere for men as well as women to turn to for financial help. So people were giving or organizations were giving money for research and for wigs, but nobody was giving the money right to the patient so that they could use it for their stresses, whether it was gas money or medical bills. So long story short, my friend Ali and I, we were riding snowmobiles and we put bras on our snowmobiles one day in honor of our family members and friends that had been diagnosed. We came out of one of the restaurants and there was dollar bills stuffed in our bras on our snowmobiles, not on us, but on the snowmobiles. So it kind of just was something that we realized, you know, there was a lot of need. And on a chat site, people were like, hey, did you see those two girls riding snowmobiles with bras on? And it caused a lot of stir, of course. But they were like, well, maybe they're riding for breast cancer, Pink Ribbon Riders. So our name came that way. And then we, over time, decided the only way we could get the money right to people was to create our own organization. And Pink Ribbon Riders started in 2006. And we started in New York. And then I moved to Michigan. We brought it there. Over time, our friends in Wyoming wanted it out there. So we're celebrating the 17th Wyoming Snow Run this year down in Alpine, our first year in Alpine. We're so excited. And all the money we raise goes right to men and women in $500 so they can use it for gas money, food, medical bills, anything they need.
What a cool thing. I mean, that's just fantastic start to that, how it all came about. And like you said, everybody knows somebody that's gone through that situation. And so to be able to be part of it and whether you've gone through it yourself or it's been someone that you know, this sounds like a great cause. So again, Jody McKay on the air with us this morning telling us about the Pink Ribbon Riders. So tell us more about the event that's happening in Alpine and what exactly takes place and how do people get involved?
Oh, sure. It's so exciting because the event is open to men and women, and it's about 50% men and 50% women that come. And we have 2 days of fun, and you can participate in so many different ways. On Friday night, February 17th, it's open to the public. We'll be down at the Tavern on the Grays bar. We're going to be doing a couple hours of some fundraising, some music, some giveaways. So we're very thankful to Tavern on the Grays for having us. That's Friday night. Anybody can come. We're looking about 7 o'clock time still to be determined. You can check our Facebook page for that time. And then on Saturday, we do a ride and or optional bra scavenger hunt throughout the town. And that check-in is at 10 a.m. at the Alpine Civic Center with a big, huge party to follow at 5 p.m. with auction, food, live music, all the fundraising that we do. That is a pre-registered event. Because we're such a small organization behind the scenes and there's a lot that goes into prepping for your fun, we ask that people go to our website, pinkribbonriders.com, and you register online. It is $120 per person, but you can raise pledges to cover that amount. And that helps our base fundraising to give right to the patients. So Saturday, February 18th, Alpine Civic Center, and you go to pinkribbonriders.com. You can participate in mountain riding, trail riding, whatever you want to do, and or the bra scavenger hunt throughout the town that can be done by car or snowmobile. And then Friday night again at Tavern on the Grays is open to the public that evening.
What a great event happening in the Alpine area that's coming up in February. Jody, if someone wants to learn more about this event and or be part of it, what's the best resource for people to hop onto?
So as always, we have the website. It's www.pinkribbonriders.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. We do have the event listed there and information. Again, pre-registration for the Saturday, Friday at Tavern on the Prairies is open to the public. But men and women, everybody's involved. We have a bra decorating contest. We have the bra scavenger hunt. We even do a themed outfit. So if you've got some crazy stuff in your closet, please come on out.
Absolutely. Jody McKay, founder of the Pink Ribbon Riders, and that event happening in Alpine in February. Jody, how do you guys determine where the money goes? Is there some sort of application process? If someone's listening to this and thinking, I know someone that could use some money as they go through this challenge themselves, how does that take place?
Sure, that is awesome. So all the money that we raise in Wyoming stays in Wyoming residents. And a patient that is going through this, or if you know somebody, send them to our website, pinkribbonriders.com. There's an online application, and they would just simply fill out. There's a few things that we have to get from them, and then we just send the money out to them. So the money is direct to the patient. There's open periods and closed periods. We're closed right now for taking new applications because while we're out fundraising, we have to raise the money to give. But we'll be opening up again here in February. And basically, it's about every other month that we're open. So whether you're a man or a woman diagnosed with breast cancer, you can come to pinkribbonriders.com and apply for a $500 financial gift that we could supply to you. All because of people like the radio station here today and all those people that support us, we're able to give them money.
Jody McKay, founder of Pink Ribbon Riders. And again, go to pinkribbonriders.com, that event happening in Alpine in February. Jody, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today?
No, sure. We thank you guys because you know what? Girls do get, you know, unfortunately, it's known as a breast cancer disease is for women, but men do get breast cancer. So your signs are different. I'm not here to preach on the medical, but just be aware of your family history and different things like that because we're here to help you. And thank you to everybody listening out there. Thank you to all of our supporters in Wyoming. We love you.
That's Jody McKay, Pink Ribbon Riders. Details online at pinkribbonriders.com. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.